This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged the students of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, to keep the national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the 57th convocation of IIT Delhi. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductor, space and drones and said India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said this drive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat.
Aaj Bharat, economic self-reliance, technological self-reliance, industrial self-reliance, aise har sector mein aatmanirbhar banne ke liye kaam kar raha hai. यही विकसित भारत की मजबूत नींव का सबूत है इस मजबूत नींव पर आपको एक भव्य सुंदर विकसित भारत का निर्माण करना है
Further elaborating on India's efforts in the semiconductor sector, Prime Minister Modi said that production has begun at India's first semiconductor unit. Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi, Chairperson Board of Governors of IIT Delhi Harish Salve and Director IIT Delhi Professor Rangan Banerjee were also present in the ceremony. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated a high-performance computing facility, Param Pragya, at IIT Delhi. Union Minister for Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, today said that seafarers remain at the heart of India's maritime growth story and reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring that every seafarer is safe, respected and supported. Speaking at a national stakeholder interaction on seafarer security, safety and welfare in Mumbai, Mr. Sonowal said, India has emerged as one of the world's leading seafaring nations. On the occasion, eSamudra, a comprehensive digital maritime governance platform, was also inaugurated. The platform aims to provide seamless, transparent and citizen-centric services to seafarers, shipping companies, ports, service providers and other maritime stakeholders. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has stressed the need for stronger cybersecurity and digital safeguards for urban cooperative banks. Addressing the Sahakar Nav Kranti program in Mumbai today, Mr. Shah said, digital transaction frauds are on the rise and called for stronger forensic support to ensure banking safety. He highlighted the importance of collaboration with the National Forensic Science University in tackling cyber and financial crimes. The Home Minister also launched a security operations centre which will provide round-the-clock cyber surveillance and security support to urban cooperative banks. Chief Justice of India Suryakant has stressed that justice must travel to the citizen rather than expecting citizens to travel to the justice system. He was addressing the inaugural session of the West Zone Regional Conference of the National Legal Services Authority in Indore today. The CGI said meaningful access to justice requires legal institutions to reach people who are unable to approach them. He noted that the three pillars of the conference, dialogue, dignity and inclusion, give practical meaning to the constitutional promise of equal justice. The 11th BRICS Culture Ministers meeting was held in Bhopal today under India's BRICS chairship. The meeting adopted the Bhopal Declaration aimed at strengthening cultural cooperation among BRICS member and partner countries. Representatives from 14 countries, including 10 BRICS members and 4 partner countries, took part in the meeting. The delegates discussed ways to promote cultural and creative industries. They also focused on creating more opportunities for artists. The meeting discussed using digital platforms to help artists reach wider markets. Protecting and restoring cultural heritage was another key focus. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that to implement the women reservation at the next general elections in 2029, the delimitation exercise needs to be undertaken at the earliest based on the latest available census figures as published. And that is the end of this news bulletin.